This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky touted Ukraine's steady advances against Russian forces Saturday and derided Western criticism of Ukraine's grinding counteroffensive. On the Telegram messaging app, Zelensky wrote, "Ukrainian forces are moving forward despite everything and no matter what anyone says. We are advancing, and that's the most important thing. We are on the move." Zelensky's comments come amid U.S. concerns about the slow pace of the operation and Western reports questioning Ukrainian strategy in the three-month counteroffensive. Ukrainian forces have retaken about a dozen villages, but no major settlements. Their advances are being impeded by a myriad of Russian minefields and subsequent defensive lines. U.S. President Joe Biden got a firsthand look Saturday at Hurricane Idalia's impact across a wide swath of northern Florida before he set out on a walking tour of the city of Live Oak, which is recovering from the storm. At a briefing at a local elementary school, Biden promised the federal government through the Federal Emergency Management Agency, or FEMA, would be there for the people of the state. Multiple recent federal disasters, from tropical storms to wildfires in Hawaii, have put a strain on the U.S. Disaster Relief Fund. FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell, who is traveling with the president Saturday, told reporters the status of the fund is of concern.
We have been watching the health of the Disaster Relief Fund very closely, and we anticipated at the current spending prior to this storm that we would run into a deficit in September sometime. That's why I directed immediate needs funding on Monday. We're already seeing the benefit of that as the draw on the Disaster Relief Fund has slowed significantly.
Meanwhile, the number of people on the official list of those missing from the Maui wildfire last month stands at 385, nearly unchanged from a week earlier. In a news release Friday, the Maui Police Department and the Federal Bureau of Investigation said two